Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
The Oklahoma FFA Alumni Association is proud of the performances by Oklahoma FFA members at the 89th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA members were standout performers in the National Chorus and Band. And Emily Kennedy of Edmond FFA is the 2016 National Speech Champion in the FFA Creed, while Garber's Tyler Snythman became the 10th Oklahoman named as the Star Farmer of America. FFA, transforming lives in a powerful way. To learn more about Oklahoma FFA, go to okffa.org.
Don't know where to start with no-till? Want to make more confident decisions? Well, learn from experienced producers and soil health experts at the Beginning No-Till Producers Workshop, Monday, January 23rd in Salina, Kansas. Get tips on crop residues, rotations, equipment, livestock integration, cover crops, soil testing, and fertility. Registration is $100, sponsored by Arrow Seed. Then stay for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 24th and 25th. Register at notill.org.
Well, livestock futures were mostly higher today, driven by additional buyer support stepping into the live cattle and feeder cattle markets. The development of cash cattle trade helped to draw additional support to the complex. March corn futures about a cent lower. The Dow Jones is 32 points lower. NASDAQ down by 29 points. In live cattle, strong triple-digit gains flooded into the front month December contracts based on the development of the higher cash cattle trade. That pushed December contracts above $114 per hundredweight, and the light trade volume continued to spark additional market support there in the complex. Light to moderate gains, though, held throughout the day for the rest of the market, although very little additional direction was seen. And in feeder cattle, moderate buyer support moved back into the feeder cattle market following the overall lack of direction seen this morning. Prices, though, shifted higher and lower during the morning trade, but the ability to bring firmer cash cattle activity back into the market sparked increased support from nearby buyers. Trade interest, though, remained sluggish through most of the day, although the tone of the market is firming toward the end of the week. In grain, soybean futures were lower again late in the overnight session, pressured by lower oilseed and vegetable oil markets overseas. The dollar turned lower and equities fell flat as traders waited for a batch of weekly data that includes the U.S. GNP, unemployment, consumer spending, and durable goods orders. Corn and wheat, though, hovered near unchanged while trading began to slow down ahead of the Christmas weekend. Markets will trade their usual hours on Friday, but will be closed on Monday. Corn futures a fraction lower today, with March futures under key moving averages and at a two-week low. Soybeans were lower too in the overnight, continuing their holiday week downtrend. Global oil seed and vegetable oil markets also lower. Winter wheat markets, though, unchanged to a fraction lower, and so far this week have only been traded lightly. That's a look at all of your markets for today. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.